Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We go out to our guy, our man in South Florida. He gets it done for us. If you're looking to make a play this weekend, you lean on his advice. Paramount Sports on a 10-2 run. 10-2 run last week. That's just two losses. Lee Sterling. Lee, what's up?
Not much. Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever met in person a Tennessee Titans fan?
Only in Tennessee when I went to a game at the Vanderbilt Stadium when they were still the Tennessee Oilers for a season, but not in real life a Tennessee Titans fan in recent vintage. No, have you?
I haven't. In fact, I've met a bunch of people who live in Nashville, or I've seen them wearing Tennessee Titans jerseys, and I asked them, are you a Tennessee Titans fan? And they're like, one guy's like, well, I go to the games. Go to party. it's a different type of thing. I mean, Nashville compared to Steelers fans.
Seemingly, yes. Absolutely.
I mean, can you see? Right. Have you ever seen a picture of a baby with a Tennessee Titans jersey on? I haven't.
No, not really. That's a pretty
They don't
good
start
call,
them young down there. That's a good point.
No,
that's a really good call. Let's get to the action, Lee. 4-1 last week, 10-2 run right now. You're on the winning side of a lot. The Big Ten, there's a lot of Big Ten fans in this area, Penn State fans. Penn State, Indiana this week. This one, I think, we heard from James Franklin in our update just a little bit ago. He seems to be saying, well, if we do all the things we're supposed to do, we can beat Indiana pretty handedly. At least that's what I took from it. Numbers about 6 or 7, depending on where you look. What do you like in this one, Lee?
Well, if there ever was a trap game to open the season, this might be it. Only once in the last 7 trips to Bloomington has Penn State's margin been by more than 6 points, and that was in 2016. And actually, the Hoosiers led that game going into the fourth quarter. Penn State lost their top 2 players due to opting out and illness, and Micah Parsons and Journey Brown. Indiana quarterback Michael Penix Jr., pretty decent quarterback, 10 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions last year, completed almost 69% of his passes before he was lost late in the season due to injury. Sean Clifford, only 179 yards passing and 1 touchdown in the game last year versus Indiana. How about this, the host 9-2 against the spread in the series? I'm going to call for the upset. The wrong team is favored, guys. Indiana, 30-28 over Penn State.
What? Wait a minute.
Yep.
Wow. You're calling for Indiana to win outright.
I'm not stuttering, am I?
Oh, my gosh. Michael Penix,
he's on
Jr.
it this week. He's the lefty, on one.
The lefty from Tampa, Michael Penix Jr.
Yep.
Wow,
this
Lee.
Is big,
this is
Lee.
Big news.
Crushing my dreams early in the year, but okay. Let's go with
hey,
it. Let's
hey,
go
I'm,
with
I'm
it.
Okay. Hey, I'd prefer Penn State win by 3 or 4, and then we're all happy because we're getting 6-7 points.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. A lot more points for Ohio State, Nebraska, like 26.5 of them. Is it too many for a week one matchup, or is Ohio State just that damn good they should blow them out?
Normally I'd say yes, but, I mean, if you watched the game last year, Ohio State, I mean, they punched Nebraska right in the face. The Nebraska offensive line got absolutely manhandled. There's actually only been one close game in the last 5, and that was 2018. Ohio State, Adrian Martinez, he's going to be in trouble. I have a feeling they're so undecided at quarterback. I wouldn't be shocked if Luke McCaffrey's in there by the second quarter. And people are thinking, okay, Justin Fields might make a run at the Heisman. If he makes a run here, and they're up by 4 or 5 touchdowns, they're leaving them in until 4 or 5 minutes to go in the game. So that's important if you're looking at the spread and laying that kind of wood. And then Oklahoma transfer Trey Sermon, he steps in for J.K. Dobbins. Not quite as good as Dobbins, but he's pretty darn good. Now you see why Oklahoma's not had much of a running game this year. They do miss him. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Ohio State, 48-16.
Lay it if you want to play it. All today's right. Black and Gold Tailgate brought to you by American Natural. Better everyday eating and fueling. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, bringing the heat. Harbaugh, who knows what's going on with him in Ann Arbor. I saw him. He's like, I don't have a contract yet. I don't know. I'm just trying to go blue, coach my football team. I know a lot of Michigan guys, and I like them. He's highly unlikable for me, and people seem to be split on him. This one with Minnesota, another guy that's to some people highly unlikable. I seem to like the Minnesota coach. This one, a battle of styles. What happens here? I've seen the number. Some people think this is just a toss-up. The number's about 2, I think, right now. What do you like?
So, P.J. Fleck, Mr. Row the Boat, I think he's a college coach. He's a rah-rah guy. You wouldn't want him as an NFL coach, but he gets the job done. I mean, look what he does with extra time to prepare. 2-0 straight up and against the spread in the 2 bowl games. Jim Harbaugh has had trouble in openers, just 2-3 against the spread. In fact, in bowl games, his 4 bowl games, he's 0-4 straight up and against the spread. So extra time has not been his friend. I just think that right now, P.J. Fleck, more creative offensive mind. Jim Harbaugh, maybe an offensive dinosaur. And how is Michigan, what's their path to win here? It's running the football. It's going to be tough because they lost 4 or 5 starting offensive linemen. They're going to start 2 sophomores and a redshirt freshman. They graduated their quarterback, Shea Patterson. They lost their top wide receiver, Nico Collins. He opted out. Joe Milton, another quarterback from the state of Florida, big, strong, fast. I looked at every single play that he played in his Michigan career. In fact, even watched 2 games in high school. He's a really good runner. Michigan needs to run the ball like 45 to 55 times in this game. That's their path to win this game. But if they have to pass the ball, he cannot read coverages. He has a really strong arm, but the weak side, he has trouble, loses linebackers in coverage, loses his safeties, both safeties. He's not at that point yet. And Tanner Morgan from Minnesota, 30 touchdowns, 7 interceptions last year. Wrong team's favored. Minnesota, 27-24. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I like that one. All right. This is one after watching Pitt for the last 3 weeks. You got to see him firsthand down in Miami last week, Lee.
Yeah.
That you go with the last 3 weeks, Pitt has looked like Pitt. They've got their backup quarterback in there. But they've got this history of winning 1 game a year in a big upset fashion that they just shouldn't win. Notre Dame's given 10.5 on the road at Heinz Field tomorrow. What do you think of this one?
Well, I would not take Pitt if Yellen, and looks like who will start, if this was his first game. But he did have 1 game to get the kinks worked out. He missed a bunch of open receivers, especially early in the game. And I think he'll improve. Their defensive line, the right matchup, they have not allowed more than 117 yards rushing in any of the 6 games here. And that's how Notre Dame rolls. I mean, their wide receivers are not winning one-on-one battles. I mean, they're not getting Claypool back. They don't have anyone that's going to be playing at the next level wide receiver. So I would make them throw. I'd put 8 in the box here. And I think Pitt's desperate after 3 straight losses here. And Bet Narduzzi, 8-4 against the spread as an underdog. I think Notre Dame's going to win the game 24-20, but I like Pitt covering here. Plus the 10.5 points.
Ooh-wee. Yep.
It wouldn't shock me if it comes down to 1 possession or they even win. Notre Dame's overrated. Does?
There we go. Catholics versus convicts in old, in a veteran of that.
There's no love for Notre Dame. I mean, going back to when I was a kid, that's all you got on Sunday is Notre Dame football highlights, and they never showed the lowlights. And they skipped. If they had a bad half, that half didn't even exist on the highlights.
Let's move ahead to further action, they used to say. Right.
Right.
follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number 1 Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. From one Pittsburgh team to another, this one traveling to Nashville. A lot of line movement in this game. Really, I don't know what to make of it at all. If this was with fans and it was at home, maybe the Steelers would be favored by 4 points. I don't know. It's on the road. They started plus one. Now the Steelers, it looks like, are favored by a point. Tons of line movement. First, speak to that, and then where you've settled at. Have you settled at the Steelers getting a point here?
Yeah, it is. Right now the Steelers are a pretty solid one-point favorite. So, you know, the NFL is about, you know, you can't judge or make a decision based on what you saw last week. You know, a couple weeks ago, Tennessee, they play their hearts out, pull off one of the biggest upsets at home, missing a bunch of players on a Tuesday night. And I think the letdown was pretty expected this past week. So they were able to survive that game, even coming out without with an overtime win. Pittsburgh, I told everyone they were going to be geared up. It was my top selection of the week. They were going to take it to Cleveland. They wanted to send a message to them. Cleveland's done right now. Right now in that locker room, they still can't get over the win. They might carry out. They might even lose this week to Cincinnati. So you have to judge it week by week. Last week, Green Bay, 4-0. Everyone's thinking, oh, they're the play. They end up losing 38-10. I think Tennessee, if they played a couple weeks ago, they lose this game. But right now, they are rolling. A.J. Brown is healthy now. Jonnu Smith, tight end, good tight ends. They give Pittsburgh trouble. Bush not playing is a problem. Derrick Henry, you don't run him wide. He's one of those players I think matchup-wise can hurt Pittsburgh because they run him straight up the gut. And once he breaks into the secondary, would you want to tackle this guy? I would want no part of him. So I think it's sometimes about matchups. And Ryan Tannehill, I never go against hot quarterbacks. 40 touchdowns and just 7 interceptions the last 15 regular season games. Hate to say it, Tennessee's going to win this game
31-23. Ooh.
Oof. Yeah. Ooh. Oof. Oof. All right. Well, hey, we don't bring you in to tell us what we want to hear. We bring you in to tell us what we need to hear. So that's why we have you every Friday for this kind of insight. Your game of the week, another big ACC matchup that involves one of those handful of teams behind Clemson and Notre Dame trying to jockey for position in the ACC championship game. What do you got?
Well, it's Virginia Tech and Wake Forest, two teams playing extremely well right now. Wake Forest had a bunch of guys tap out. Virginia Tech, I mean, they bring in Khalil Herbert from Kansas, and they have the number two rushing game in the country right now. So you want to get this game for free, just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers get this game on me. As you said, 10-2 last week. We had a promotion, 7 games, $77. We went 7-0, had a huge response from the Pittsburgh area, a lot of happy people. I found 9 games this week, 5 in college, 4 in the NFL. Just $97, 9 for $97. It's an instant download. You don't have to call back Saturday or Sunday to get the games. And they do have the ratings from 10 to 50 units. We're going to stay on this roll. And it's a couple days, just a week, we're going to be in, not November, Dovember, as we call it, at Paramount Sports. You can get 6 weeks from now through the end of November, just $347 with coupon code SAVE200. And what a weekend it is. UFC 254 goes. We've got Khabib from Russia, Justin Gaethje from the United States. It's Rocky IV all over again. You want to get that selection, including my top selections in the UFC, just $77. It starts at 10:15 in the morning on Sunday. How do you hop on board? ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741. Start winning today.
My man. All right, Lee, we got it out there for Western Pennsylvania for you. We're glad you're getting some hits from people around here. It's big news here, but maybe to you. People in Pittsburgh love to bet. They'll bet on anything.
Oh, they do. They do. Great response. And I'm going to hit the first the public high school is finally back in action here in South Florida. I'm going to see Dalvin Cooks High School, which is Miami Central, against Teddy Bridgewater's High School. Miami Northwestern, combined of the 44 starters, 31 will go to Division I schools. And that's not even the best part of the game. The two bands are better than the teams playing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, get out.
Artie Burns from Miami Northwestern. Worst player in Miami Northwestern history, Artie Burns. Watch out.
There you go.
Yeah. Eli Rogers, too.
He was an afterthought.
I think Eli Rogers and Sean Spencer from there.
There you go. That's it.
Oh. All right. Take it easy, Lee.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Lee. You too.
My man. My man. going to a high school game. You think he's running a line on it?
He might. He might take a little action on that.
He might be. I do know a rivalry that's separated by a bridge in Beaver County that you could get a good line on from people.
Uh-huh. Maybe. Both, if you know the right person, right?
Both schools start with the same letter. I'll just let you know that one. But I know where you can get a number on that game.
And pipe.
Yeah, pretty much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.